Well, we have an absolute treat on the show today. The Sam Roberts Band is here speaking with us. Thank you so much for joining us here. Can you just walk us through some of your music? I mean, you've been making music for such a long time now. How do you measure success now compared to when you first started?
I think the fact that we're still going is success in my sort of mind at this point. Along the way, there have been so many highs and so many lows, and you have to fight through all of it. You know, when things are going well, you have to realize that there might be tough times ahead. And when you're on a rocky road, then you sort of have to rely on your experience to know that you're going to be able to sort of right the ship. And I think at the heart of all of that is the music that you make. And yeah, being able to focus on that and kind of shutting out some of the distractions that this kind of way of life throws at you. That's how you sort of walk this path for as long as we have and enjoy it. You know, I mean, it sounds like a cliche, but you want to enjoy this beautiful journey that you're on. And I think you really have to sort of, again, focus on the things that matter.
That's really well said. And speaking of enjoying the music that you create, how do you keep challenging yourselves musically after doing so many records and playing all these shows over the years?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's sort of a continuation of your last question in the sense that the music that you make has to be the fuel for everything that you do. And I think, you know, challenging yourself is a part of that. But it's sort of a combination of challenging yourself in a way that doesn't force. You're not trying to necessarily go against the essence of who you are as a songwriter, but you do have to reinvent, you do have to reshape, you have to find new ways of expressing something, but it also has to feel natural to you. You have to feel connected to it on every level. And if you can find that combination, then you do get that kind of marriage between innovation, but also authenticity. And I think that for me is what I'm always looking for in the songs that I write.
I think it shows in your music as well. It comes across that way to us as fans. Your latest album, Frequencies, was released in March. What's the reception been like on that the last couple of months here?
Yeah, it's a bit of a funny one because it's not actually an album of new material. It's basically we've been trying to bring what we do to other places in the world where we haven't spent as much time. And in this case, it was for the UK. So I think that, again, for us, we're always looking for a new adventure. That helps keep us young. So we thought, okay, well, if we're going over to the UK, you're going to introduce yourself to this new audience. What are the songs that you think speak to, you know, the best of the band? So that's what Frequencies is, basically. It's like an hors d'oeuvre platter of music that we've made over the years. And he's like, okay, like, hopefully this draws them in.
Is there a non-musical passion that kind of helps shape when you write music?
Yeah, I mean, travel has always been a big part of the sort of creative process for me. And luckily, it's kind of built into this way of life. But just seeing new places, meeting new people, hearing different stories, all of that. It's not like you sit there in the moment right there and then and pull out the notebook and start writing a song. But all these experiences sort of percolate down into some deeper part of you. And then when you do sit down to write music again, it sort of comes bubbling back up to the surface. So yeah, I find that there's almost like this feedback between the way that we live and how that ends up feeding into the songwriting.
We got Sam Roberts from the Sam Roberts Band here joining us on the show. You hear all these stories of certain acts and musicians almost wanting to leave a song off of an album. They weren't sure about it, and then they put it on and it's, you know, one of their biggest hits or one of their own favorite songs. Has there ever been a song like that for you where you almost left it off an album or didn't want to release it and then ended up becoming a favorite of yours?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's almost always the song that you want to cut for the album that ends up being the first single. And I remember the song Them Kids, which is on a record of ours called Love at the End of the World. And it was almost unanimous across the band. They're like, no, there's no way we're going to have that on the record. There's so many other songs that we would rather put on instead of that one. And I don't know, there's just that little voice in your head that says just kind of, I'll stick to your guns with this one. And don't listen to the Peanut Gallery. And that ended up being not just the first single on the record, but one of our bigger sort of radio singles over the years. So yeah, you kind of have to dig in your heels. It's kind of like they're all your kids and you have to be willing to go to bat for them in a way. And there's always that feeling too. It's like you felt something when you're writing this song. Like there was some kind of emotional connection to what you're doing and you have to trust that fact.
Speaking from albums to some of the live performances that you're doing, you're going to be playing Rock and Thunder here in Edmonton next month, July the 12th. What are you looking forward to the most about the festival and being here in Edmonton?
Well, I mean, Edmonton to me is just synonymous with rock and roll. It really is a rock and roll city. So I think it's fitting that there's this amazing festival being put on that is start to finish, you know, pure-blooded rock and roll. I just feel that the two things go hand in hand, the city of Edmonton and that music. And we're just happy to be able to throw our hat in the ring and our guitars into the mix.
I know myself and other Edmontonians are very much looking forward to the Sam Roberts Band playing at that. And after Rock and Thunder, where will the Sam Roberts Band be? What's your summer looking like in terms of shows and festivals and that kind of thing?
Well, true to form in Canada, when you're playing this sort of festival season, you can go from one extreme to the next. I think the next night after Rock and Thunder, we're in Kelowna, BC, and then we'll be back out east the following week. So there's no rhyme or reason to summer touring in Canada. You just kind of put your travel shoes on and be prepared to head anywhere, really.
Busy schedule coming up, but again, we will look forward to you here in Edmonton, specifically at Rock and Thunder, July 12th. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show, and best of luck with everything moving forward here.
It's been a pleasure, and we're looking forward to seeing you out there.